Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show, where I, Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, take my pod for a walk because I don't have a dog, and you take 10 minutes out of the day to pay attention to what's directly in front of you. Did I start this podcast without taking a full breath? Yes, I did. Take a full breath now. You can take a full breath with me if you want to. I'm walking around the Tooting Gardens Park in SW17 today, behind the hospital, in which is situated the university in which I work. Just noticed this tree has a T scratched in it. Somebody's taken the bark off in a strategic way, so that there is now a T forever printed into the bark. Welcome along to episode 6, series 21 of Walk the Pod. So, a slightly sketchy start, it has to be said, to episode 6, but it is a new week of the podcast, and I'm super, super excited to have rediscovered that old maxim that I think I realised a few million episodes, a few million series ago, which is keep it simple, Rach. Keep it simple. Don't try and be complicated. Don't try and put music in the show when it means you have to release every show twice. Just keep it simple. So here we are. We're back with a new simplified format. The old format. The old wonderful format. Thank you very much indeed for walking with me as I walk through a load of scrunchy leaves, which is my favourite kind of walk to do. It's cold. I've got my coat on. I've got my sort of muffler around my neck. There's a brown cocker spaniel running about with golden ears, which is super cool. Quite a few people out on their phones, and a few tots in the play space. Little tiny tot with a mohawk, which is really cool, on a swing. It's a lovely day. It's a beautiful day to be alive. The sky is blue. There's another pup over there, which might be a Jack Russell. And I walk past the end of a smoking cigarette butt on a bin as I walked into Tooting Gardens. And it reminded me of a song by the editors called Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors. And I looked it up and my God, it's the most depressing song lyrics you've ever read in your life. It is not taking things lightly, which is, as we know, one of the important things to do in the world in order to maintain your mental health. Lightly, lightly, said Aldous Huxley, and it's something I'm trying to remember every day. No matter how grim, no matter how deep our feelings, try to exist in a state of lightness, and everything will be better. I came out of my flat this morning, and there was a cat chasing a squirrel. The cat had a big jangly bell around its neck, which suggests that it's good at chasing squirrels, and that it's been given a big jangly bell to give the squirrels a fair warning that it's coming. And indeed, the squirrel was quite a way ahead of it. So, but it was quick. And I think the point was that had it not had a big jangly bell around its neck, as this brown cocker spaniel sprints past me at great speed, it would have caught it. And I suspect it probably would have. The kids call this cat Jingles on account of the bell. And it's one of the familiar sights around my flat. One of the things that makes me happy to step outside and see Jingles dashing underneath the fir trees and the squirrels scampering away to get away from her. Yeah, it's been a good weekend, actually. I hope you had a good weekend. I roasted a chicken, having abandoned my pescatarianism recently. Roasting a chicken made me feel like a real human grown-up. I was quite proud of myself. Managed to burn myself on not only a pan of roast potatoes, but also a splash of gravy, which got me right at the last second. So it was a lot of drama. There was a lot of drama in this meal, but it was nice. And Freddie had a go at making a pancake. And generally a lovely time was had by all. So a good weekend, good weekend. And I've been looking forward all morning to getting out here to have a bit of a tramp around, to stretch my legs, because it's Monday, so there's all sorts of nonsense, you know, flying around at work. And when things are flying around, there's nothing better than getting out and having it all dissolve out of your brain and into the sky and into the trees, who I think, I'm right in saying, inhale nonsense from people's jobs and exhale peace and harmony. I've decided that if I can celebrate Halloween all October, as I do, then I can celebrate Christmas for November and December. So that's what I've decided to do. From the first mince pie that I eat, it's officially Christmas as far as I'm concerned. So having already eaten a mince pie, it's Christmas as of now. So you're glad I'm not putting music in the show now, aren't you? Because otherwise it would be like carols and stuff like that, which would be horrendous. So I'm celebrating Christmas now until probably January. I've ordered myself a load of mince pie related items in my shopping delivery. I'm enjoying some quite Christmassy weather. It's all going on. And I'm interested to hear from you at this point in the series. We've done a third of the series now. A third of the series now. And so what I want to know from you is, what are you up to at the moment? What are you struggling with at the moment? What are you thinking about at the moment? How are you addressing the eternal problems of just being a human in the world? Had a lovely comment on one of my newsletter posts, actually, from an artist who is creating artwork. And sort of wanted to point out that every piece of art she creates is like, it's like giving birth. It's like a kind of, you know, you've got to bring something to fruition. You've got to allow it to come to you when it's ready. And it reminded me of an episode of In the Studio that I listened to, which is a World Service radio programme, where a poet kind of walked around, and what he was talking about on his walk was that the poem can be there without actually revealing itself to you for ages. You know, you can be walking around with a poem inside your brain but not know what any of the words of it are for a while, and then over time the poem will reveal itself to you. And that's fascinating to me. I love that idea so much. I wish I had a creative process which worked like that, where something sort of just emerged over time and then it was a cohesive piece of work at the end. I don't really have that, I have to say. Just discovered, walking around, do you remember I found an apple on the floor last time I was in the Tooting Gardens Park? Do you remember that? And I said, I'm looking up and I can't see any apple trees. It must have been somebody's lunch apple that they dropped here. Well, blow me down, bodies, if there isn't an actual apple tree just 30 feet from where that apple was. So I don't know how it got there, but I now believe that it was actually from this here apple tree. So this apple tree is actually laden with apples, which seems to me to be a bit of an odd time of year for an apple tree to be laden with apples, but it is. A UK apple tree laden with apples in November. Is that normal? I don't know. But many of them have fallen to the ground, and I'm pretty convinced now that the one I saw the other day was indeed from this tree. Thank you for walking with me today. I feel like I'm definitely not bringing you as much philosophy as I used to on Walk the Pod. We used to read Meditations by Marcus Aurelius together, and I'm very, very tempted to buy all of the Seneca works that there are and bring you some stuff from another philosopher. So if you wouldn't mind letting me know whether you'd be interested in that or not, I'd appreciate it, because essentially if one person says, yes, I would like to hear that, it gives me a justification for buying all of the Seneca books and getting them delivered to my flat so that I can bring you bits from Seneca. over the next few episodes. So let me know if you want that. I'm not reading anything spectacularly useful at the moment, which is why I haven't brought you anything much like that for a while. But it's good to have a period of time where you're actually not coming up with fresh ways to look at the world all the time, I think. It's perfectly fine just to have a period where you're just being and not permanently scrambling for how on earth to be alive on this crazy rock. Anyway, thank you for walking with me. Please be kind to yourselves. Don't forget you can join the Walk the Pod walking club if you want to. rachelwheelyisfunny.com. If you're interested in my newsletter and you can read the comment by the artist, you can go to rachelwheelie.substack.com to sign up for that. And I very much look forward to talking to you tomorrow when I will be... Well, it's interesting because I'm actually going into London tomorrow for a visit to the Barbican for a work-related thing. So it's possible that I might be recording the podcast late tomorrow, but I think either way I will be on the cycle path. So I look forward to speaking to you from the cycle path tomorrow.